Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. Unroot, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Big voice guy doesn't listen. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining in. This is, in fact, the USA Radio Network. The show is called Raw and Unfiltered. Each and every weeknight here on the East Coast or in the afternoons on the West Coast, you get a chance to hear from the great Wayne Allen Root. But he's got the entire week off. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas. He is pushing all the buttons, making it all go. We do have a, I think, a jam-packed program for you, start to finish, from front to back. We're going to talk in about an hour or so to best-selling author and famed lawyer, famous for a debate he had like 30-something years ago on the Dick Cavett Show with John Kerry. We're going to talk to John O'Neill a little later on, Cynthia Collins, pro-life activist, and John Lott will join us to talk in the final hour of the program about gun rights, etc. So all that coming up today/tonight on this USA Radio Network. Hope you guys can join in. First hour, we'll take as many phone calls as we can, starting at the bottom. But I wanted to start with something that I'm pretty sure you don't get a chance to hear on the radio every day. Unless, of course, you are listening to yours truly today. I have to continue this conversation because earlier today, early this morning here in Connecticut, I just happened to throw out a topic with one of my guests, completely off the beaten path. We ended up talking for pretty much the last hour and a half of the program, and we could have talked for another 10 hours about God and life and death and existence and eternity and religion. And trust me, I'm not a holy roller, right? I'm not a Bible thumper. Can I get an amen? No, I'm none of those things. I'm a believer in something else. I'm not agnostic. I'm not an atheist. I think there is something out there bigger than me and you. No question about that. But man, this topic that is just so incredibly addictive to talk about. You just can't stop. So I started today, and I'm going to roll through at least the first couple of breaks here tonight talking about this with all of you, because it's so powerful. And here's my proof. So, you know, here in Connecticut, we were number one in the ratings. I'm going to keep saying that because nobody else will pound the drum, so I'm going to do it over and over again for the last X amount of ratings periods. We have been dominating the folks that listen here in this half of the state and beyond, but we've been doing really good. And you can bring up, there are certain topics as a radio talk show host you can bring up, and it will solicit either social media posts, emails, calls. One of those is guns. Another is abortion, and then vaccines and vaccine mandates, etc., was the third. And pardon the pun, what trumps all of them is God, or life after death, or an existence of another spiritual plane. And again, I know this isn't Politics 101, and I know certainly before this hour is over, I'll dive back into Taiwan and Nancy Pelosi and all of that, and we'll get into inflation. But this is, to me, it's fascinating because this today, this short little 90-minute segment we had, off the cuff, completely off the cuff, no experts, no anything, just me and a couple of my guests going round and round about life and death and existence and God and eternity and where do you go when you die? If in fact you do go somewhere, what does it look like? How does it, how do you act and how do you stay there? How do you get there? What keeps you out of there? What sends you to hell? What sends you to purgatory? Do you have to be good to get in there? Do you have to be a good person? You have to believe in God to get in there. What if you don't believe, but you're a fantastic human being? Do you get in? Some folks say no. Some folks say yes. But proof positive that people want to talk about this, at least, and not necessarily in a religious, with a religious angle, because some folks, they don't really want to deal with man-made religion. And there's a certain piece of me that fits into that. Like anything created by man inevitably has flaws. So just the idea of the spirituality about all this, that's, I'd rather talk about that than any organized type of religion. But just the pure amount of volume of emails and messages that I received today on this topic, I mean, it's unlike anything we've ever done before. And I've done entire shows on this. But today, for some reason, struck a nerve because I think people are on edge. People are seeing, you know, we talk about seeing light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe people are actually seeing that there is no light at the end of the tunnel. It's just darkness forever and ever and ever. And there seems to be no hope. Maybe people are hopeless, which is why people are more engaged to talk about this and want to come out and talk about it and want to make it part of, you know, the dinner conversation, because it is the most important thing. You know, if in fact it is true, if there is something after this, what is it like? How do you get in? What keeps you out? Right? Is it just being a good person? Is it that simple? Or do you have to go to church? You have to spend, you know, your time, you know, in a pew looking up at a cross to get in? Or can you be a Buddhist? Or can you be a Muslim? I mean, can you be, again, do you have to believe in what's said in the Bible? Because some folks believe in that 100%. Without that, you can't get in. So it's just, maybe it's where we are, right, as a nation and a planet. Because the UN is warning that we are literally one small step away from nuclear annihilation. One small step, according to the United Nations chief. They warned on Monday that humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation. Now, I don't know how that's any different than what it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. Maybe we're more on the edge of our seat. Maybe there's more hatred, more division. Maybe more cause for one of these nuclear nations to launch something. But maybe that's what's turning people into, or at least getting them curious about whether there's something else out there, either waiting for them or not. Think about how, again, vast space is. This is part of the conversation today. We got this new telescope out there, which is looking into the dark spots that we couldn't look into before. And we look into them, and there are just thousands and thousands and thousands of more galaxies. Do you realize how mind-blowing that is? How incomprehensible this entire thing is? We're just a speck of dust on a rock floating around. And above us are just billions and billions of other galaxies with other planets and other civilizations. And, you know, we think we're the center of it all. And chances are we are just not. Right? We are not the center of it all. But it really makes you wonder if, you know, there is something else. I mean, you would think that there is something, because just being that life force would dictate it. I mean, where do we start? How do we get here? Isn't there a reason for our existence? But then, you know, as again, always the simplest explanation is probably the one that is the most true, or the most true the most often. And that would be we happen by circumstance. I don't want to believe that. But But if you look out at the vastness of everything, I mean, are people hundreds of billions of light years away from where we are right now? Are they saying the same thing? Or is there somebody sitting somewhere, some other being, thinking to themselves whether or not there's something else? And if there is something else, do we all go to the same place? Big giant party in the sky? Right? Like the Star Wars Cafe back in the day? I don't know, man. All right. So that's how we begin. I won't crush you with this for the entire 3 hours. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I thought it was an interesting way to begin the program, get you thinking about something that's not necessarily politics or, Democrats, Republicans, you bad, me good, all of that. We'll do something a little bit different. So, again, we do have a number of great guests coming up. We can take some phone calls. I think we'll take phone calls maybe starting at the bottom of the hour, if we can squeeze in a half hour. If folks want to call in, whether they're calling in from Connecticut or calling in from any other place out and around the entire country, we'd love to hear from you again for the first hour. After that, I do have a lot of guests coming on, so we will be pretty busy. And tomorrow night, we'll be doing the same old thing. Like I said, Wayne is on vacation for the rest of the week. So anyway, you can call me, 833-927-8255, and you can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. That's leelcradio@gmail.com. You can shoot me a message. I told you last night my Facebook got hacked, but I do have a Voice of Freedom Facebook account. It's just somebody made a counterfeit account for me, so just be careful of that. And send me a message to the Voice of Freedom. All right, we'll come right back. Stick around, everybody. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
For my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Reese sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
That's not a bad choice, New Year's Day. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening slash good afternoon. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And again, he'll be back on Monday just to give you the heads up on that. I got a bunch of guests coming up here a little bit later on. And, of course, Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas, and he's pushing all the buttons, making it all go. I started out with a little bit of God. Can I get an amen? And I will put that to bed for you if you so desire. So we'll move on to something else. It's just like a pet peeve. Like I said, I'm not a pet peeve is the wrong term. It's just something that fascinates me. That existence of the everness, the ever expansion of space, et cetera. It's just remarkable to me. Anyway, Biden administration is offering $10,000 signing bonuses to boost the dwindling Border Patrol ranks. I say this with that same story that I mentioned to you last night about the folks in Congress getting $10,000 to outfit their residents with all the security gadgets they could possibly want and or need. So for the last 2+ years, right, before the election, since George Floyd, the folks in politics, the Democrat folks, the progressive folks in politics, have been chastising the police departments and law enforcement across the country. Over and over and over and over and over again. One incident that was caught on television. There were a couple other ones, but for the most part, it was the George Floyd incident. You saw some other ones, and there were some questionable acts by cops. But for the most part, 99% of all policing activity is on the up and up, and there's actually absolutely no problem with any of it. But you get George Floyd, now you've got everybody demonizing the cops. Okay, so what happens? There's a sort of a trickle-down effect throughout the entire country. And you've got police departments being underfunded, defunded throughout the entire nation. Even here in Connecticut, it's happening. Actually, in Connecticut, they went farther. They actually instituted
like a police accountability bill, which on the surface sounds wonderful, make the police accountable. But inside that bill, they stripped the cops of so many different rights/empowers, and they also made it so that cops could easily be sued. So you pull somebody over, something happens, whatever, they try to run away, you knock them down, they break their arm, they could sue you. So this mindset of demonizing the cops ran roughshod through the entire country, right? Permeated through all these different nooks and crannies. Even to the point where school resource officers were kicked out of schools because it was intimidating to see policemen in uniform in schools across the country. Kids couldn't handle it. So now what happens? Now you've got shootings. Now you've got politicians being threatened. Lee Zeldin, you know, is attacked. And now all of a sudden, they need armed security and the most advanced security in the world to protect them because they're fearful that they're going to get hurt. Now, here, all of us out here in no man's land are supposed to fend for ourselves without adequate police protection. That's what happened. That's what has happened in the last 2 years. And now the Biden administration, because of the way they've treated police officers and law enforcement in general and the border cops, now they're offering a $10,000 signing bonus because the Border Patrol ranks are dwindling. Nobody wants to be law enforcement anymore. Why? Because they're treated like garbage. The Democrats have treated police officers across the country like garbage. And every cop listening to me right now should remember that when it comes time for you to vote. Now, you don't have to vote for Republicans. You may not want to be political, but you certainly should not vote for a party that has put you in a corner and made you feel like you were the criminal. Now, if you want to vote independent, I don't tell anybody how to vote, right? That's your business. I just tell you what I think is right when I think is wrong. And I think the progressive mindset is just dead wrong, in particular on this, for sure. And if, you know, you're a member of law enforcement, a family member of law enforcement, how you could actually come out and vote for Democrats, and when they treated police departments across the country like they were either second-class citizens or criminals themselves, shame on them. Shame on you for doing all that. Shame, 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 shame. So anyway, that is happening, along with some other things at the border. There's, a big push at the border. One other quick story. I did see this. I mentioned it the other day, just quickly before we run out of time. Ohio man ditches his teaching job because he's getting paid higher wages at Walmart. Higher wages at Walmart. They're ditching the jobs anyway. All right, I got to go take a break. We'll come right back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expecting a big veterans aid bill to pass later on Tuesday. Schumer is saying Democrats and Republicans have agreed to vote on some amendments, and he's confident about final passage of the bill. Amendment or no amendment, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says he's a yes vote.
If the Toomey Amendment fails, I will still vote on passage of this bill as I did in June. I think the vast majority of Republicans will do so as well.
President Biden is still testing positive for COVID and his cough has returned. That's according to the latest update from his doctor. Despite that, Dr. Kevin O'Connor says Biden continues to feel well. He added the president's lungs are clear. The president signing the CHIPS and Science Act into law Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. If you're waiting for the sultry, smooth tones of Wayne Allen Root, he is off the entire week. He'll be back again on Monday. My name is Lee Elsie. Would love to hear from you wherever you might be. Feel free to call in. Actually, we'll have open phone lines for this entire half hour. After that, we'll shut them down, take some interviews. We're going to have an interview. I don't know what I'm talking about. We'll have an interview, a couple interviews in the last 2 hours of the show. 833-WAR-TALK is the number. Again, feel free to dial in. We do have somebody waiting on hold here in Connecticut. And it's Coach Leo. Coach, how are you, man? Well, I'm sorry.
I don't mean to be a sycophant and blow smoke up the old kazoo, but it is good.
Oh, thank you.
I've got three that I wanted. First of all, this whole thing with monkeypox now being just a statement. I mean, can you say anything without it being decried as being racist?
No.
I am beyond words on this, and I'd like to know what medical, anthropological, or genealogical thing would put this. So that means like the German measles and all these other maladies that have, names with, names in front of them are going to be racist. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But you know what? This is the woke generation, and we have to be on guard against it.
Well, you know that, Coach. We talk about a lot of different things, certainly on the morning show, and everything in some way, shape, or form inevitably circles back to race, even when there's really not a shred of racism in it. And I don't know who decided to call them monkeypox. Sounds like you might have monkeypox, by the way. Is there something going on over there? Are you going to get me to call 911?
I've stayed away from the, since Bates Woods closed, I haven't been up to the monkey house.
All right.
Well, number two is Brittany Griner.
Yep.
Now, Lee, I got to tell you, when you watch The Wizard of Oz and Dorothy tells the little dog, well, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Right.
She apparently doesn't get that. I mean, last week they claimed they didn't give her Miranda rights or whatever. You know something? There's some left-wing liberal lawyer over there trying to defend her. And you know what? In the end, if they don't kowtow and trade the arms dealer and, who the hell else knows, maybe they've got Boris Spassky or some other, she's going to stay. And you know what? Defame the United States, don't stand for the national anthem. It's too bad they didn't get Megan Rapinoe. They could have had a two-for-one because she is another terrible example of America.
Well, it shows you the ignorance of what she's all about when you're asking for the Miranda rights to be read to you and you're in Russia, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just don't have a clue as what's going on. So, and I'm not a fan, never been a fan, so.
They should have sent Boris and Natasha maybe to talk to her, right?
Possibly.
And the last one I've got now, the drone strike that killed how do you say his name?
Al-Azhari, yeah.
Right? I mean, you know what? When I hear that, I think of the old Martha Reeves and the Vandella, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say this. The technology, the individuals involved in this were all gathered under Trump. Sleepy Joe, hard-scrabble Joe, I don't think he knows if he's a foot or horseback. So while he reaping the kudos for this.
Right.
He had very little to do with this. And you know what? They'll get him. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But do something like that to the United States of America. And there's enough God-fearing, God-loving people. In the end, we're going to win.
Well said, Coach.
Thanks for the opportunity, and God bless you.
Right back at you.
God bless the United States.
Thank you, buddy. Right back at you, my friend. Again, line is open if you want to call in, 833-WAR-TALK. I talked about this before, and I just want to echo it since, again, we're sort of all over the place here today, which is okay. I think covering a whole bunch of different topics is always fun. But, there's no clear conscience on what constitutes greatness, nor are there any objective criteria for measuring it. Right? But when we look at holders of high public offices and at the current field of candidates, we know it's missing. Right? Some of our leaders are competent, articulate, engaging. Some are somewhat honest, somewhat honorable, but greatness is missing. The leaders of the early republic, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, John Marshall, set a standard for greatness. And since their day, only maybe Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Delano Roosevelt have attained equal stature. Right? I mean, there have been leaders who have come and gone since then, but yeah, maybe you make an argument. Martin Luther King was that way, but not an elected necessarily leader. And Reagan, I know a lot of folks are going to lean on that. But mediocrity has come to prevail, where mediocrity is not supposed to rule. Where have all the great people gone? Like, where do they disappear to? Why are they no longer here? And what happened to that greatness? Is it self-preservation that makes folks the way that they are? I mean, maybe the question's too complicated. Maybe we can't solve that. Maybe there is no real way to solve it. Maybe we don't know. Maybe just people are different. But again, I always go back to the idea of divine intervention with the folks who were the founding fathers here in this country and the way they built this unbelievable dream of a nation which has withstood, not only has it withstood almost 250 years, but it's thrived and it's become the greatest country. It's the great experiment that's become amazing. But it was started by great men who wanted to do great things and did them. Now we got, you know, a bunch of men and women who are, I always say, and I always fall back to this, I always feel like there are very few people who actually put country first and their own advancement second, or their, you know, country first, state second, however you want to, you know, line it up, but they put themselves last on that list. How many politicians actually are like that? My guess is it's a handful in the country that would look out for the country first and themselves second. And I know that's a heavy lift, a hard ask to have somebody give up or give of themselves completely into doing a job that makes the red, white, and blue, you know, thrive and strive and continue to be the greatest nation on earth. But now, you know, you think about where we have positioned ourselves in the last just 30 years, 20 years, how much debt we've racked up, how much instability we have. Now, we've always fought and we've always had issues, but we're $30 trillion in debt and the leadership wants to spend more money. You understand what I'm saying? $30 trillion in debt. And they want to continue. It's literally like you making, you know, a couple thousand bucks a year, right? It's like you're making five, and this is being generous. It'd be like you making $5,000 a year, having $30,000 in credit card debt, and wanting to buy a $2,000 television set. That's where we are. Our leadership is completely irresponsible. We have no great men. We have no great women. Nothing left. This idea of talented, devoted individuals, it's an awesome thought. John Samuel Adams, John Hancock, all the folks sitting around signing the Declaration of Independence. The almost routine emergence of able leaders, a social phenomenon when this country was founded. And now it's a society made up of sewer rats who are only out for themselves. Again, I ask you, name me some politicians who put themselves
behind the good of everybody else.
I mean, they may say it. They may think it on the campaign trail, but do they do it? How many do it? How many act on it? I mean, during the first generation of the Republic, there was a clear consensus among the leading men in all parts of the nation regarding the fundamental political values that they shared. Now, we're different than that now. We're split. They were all on the same page. We're not. That doesn't mean that we still can't do great things, but we don't, because we don't have great men or great women. At least I haven't seen any. All right. I do have a couple people on hold. I beseech you to hang in there. We'll get to you in just a couple of seconds, I promise, when we return. Once again, if you want to try to squeeze in a call before we run out of time, top of the hour, 833-WAR-TALK, or you can call me here in Connecticut at 860-464-9490. I'll put you on that way as well. We're going to talk to John O'Neill, top of the hour. He's one of the great attorneys in the entire country. Cindy Collins is a pro-life person, and again, she has a website, and she's got a hell of a story that you should listen to John Lott a little later on talking about the Second Amendment. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267. And you are guaranteed a 2022 W-Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Cashback is not available on gas.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Lee Elsie. You can learn more about me at LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I'm looking through some rip and read things that I may want to get to a little bit later on. But right now, let's go back to Connecticut where Jan is waiting. Jan, good morning. Oh, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, you always have so much going on that I call about one thing, and as I'm listening, I end up with thoughts about other things. So very quickly, this is what I called about, looking for the great people.
Yeah.
I think here in Connecticut, we have some really good people, Heather Summers, Paul Formica, and Mike France, who's now running for the House of the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ron DeSantis, I hate to, I'm sure there's some other good ones I don't know, but I think Ron DeSantis, Rand Paul, and Tim Scott of South Carolina are as honest as a politician can get and really are working to do what's right. Ron DeSantis stepped out of a number of limbs during COVID, and so did Rand Paul and Tim Scott. So I think there are some people out there. But, you know, getting back to religion that you were discussing this morning.
Sure.
And yeah, so you said just a minute ago, I'm not challenging you, I'm just responding to your remark, mm-hmm. that the universe is so vast that argues against the God. And actually, it's the opposite. Because the more vast, diverse universes there are and planets and incredible animals on this one or who knows what, that argues against it being a random happenstance.
Mm.
Okay, so that actually argues for a creating God. If it was a small, simple universe, then you could say, okay, well, that could have arisen quite easily, you know, from a random event. And you always get back to the Big Bang, so you've got to always deal with that one.
So does that mean God is the same God on all the different planes and all the different planets all around everything?
Well, I can't answer that. What I can answer is that it points to a creator God. Now, you know, so this gets you to deism, right? This gets you to the idea that there is a God, but it doesn't say anything about him, her, it.
Mm-hmm.
It just says that there's a creating force. And then you kind of go on from there. But what I want to ask you is, as we're looking for great people, which, by the way, a lot of those great people who are willing to sacrifice have been dying in Afghanistan and putting their lives on the line, for sure. There are people there, but it's hard to get into politics. But But how do we define good? What is the basis of defining what's good? How do we get there?
It's a great question. I would say people that can enact positive change and get us off of the highway to hell that we're headed down. I mean, maybe that's you caught me off guard. I don't know how to define that. I know we don't have it. I mean, I know the people that you mentioned are really good, solid people. I wouldn't disagree with any of the folks that you said, but we're talking about the founding fathers and what they were willing to give up to build this nation. Now, I'm not saying the folks that you didn't mention might not do that. They might all do it. They might. But I have we seen anything like that? I mean, we can talk about it, but nobody's actually done it. And those men 245 years ago, they risked everything. And they were not poor men. Some of them were wealthy. They risked it all. It's like, you know, Elon Musk essentially risking his fortune to change things for the better. It's pretty remarkable what they did.
Yeah. So you just named one, and I know, you know, I'm a gold star wife, so I know a man who risked it all for what he believed and was right.
Right.
And I know my father did, only he made it through, and lots of other people's husbands and fathers. So there are good people out there. But if we get back to defining good, though, where do we, if we're looking for good people, how do we even define what's good? Are there eternal principles of good, or is it situational?
Hmm. You've given me something to think about. Now I got to ponder this. What's the definition technically of what would make somebody good?
And what is the source of goodness?
Where does
goodness come from?
Well, I think there's a certain level of selflessness in doing the right thing and knowing it's right and you know, not
wanting. How do you know it's right?
Well, you do personally. I don't know if you did something right, but you do. And then I guess I would look at the result.
If you're
running for something and you're my congressperson, I would know if you're doing so. I guess I would know by, you know, how things either improved or didn't improve in the district where you're representing. You personally are going to know what you've done. If somebody comes to you and offers you a briefcase full of money to make a vote and you say no, well, then you know you've done the right thing.
Well, okay, but you're assuming we have this common sense of good, and that's what the definition of good. And that's where I'm getting back to, because, you know, taking a bunch of cash can be very practical.
I guess for you and your family, but not for me.
Right.
Not exactly. For the greater good, I guess.
Right. Exactly, and there have been societies that have defined self-sacrifice as foolish.
Dan, listen, the music's playing. I got to go. Thank you, as always. We're out of time for this segment. Stick around. I think the next conversation is going to be one you guys are going to like. His name is John O'Neill, and he's been around for a long, long time. And we'll talk to him next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
$5 bonus.